we do have a disinformation problem. I would say one of the worst in the world. We're days away from elections. Just the fact that we were able to get a president into power almost solely on the investment they put into social media. And now we're about to get, you know, the son of a former ousted dictator back into office because we have people believing that, you know, all of the issues held against them are fake. These nameless, faceless trolls like to point back to his father's martial law era as a sort of golden age of sorts. You know, they frame it as some sort of period of such dynamic social and economic prosperity for the country. 70,000 were in prison, 34,000 were tortured, and over 3,000 were killed during martial law. The same accounts that tried to frame it as a golden age, they tried to frame these killings as they were communists, so it must have been deserved. I remember having to fact check a claim where the Pope endorsed Bongbong Marcos. The Pope said he is a godly man, he will bring the country back to God, things like that. Obviously, it's so easy to just plaster, you know, the face of a big name and put on a fake coat, you know. If it doesn't try to make Marcos look good, it will try to make Robredo look bad. There's one that claims that the Robredo campaign is actively seeking advice from the Communist Party of the Philippines. The prevalence of disinformation really just proves, ultimately, that the information environment is compromised. And with that kind of environment, journalists are demonized in the process because we're seen as being negative. We're seen as being anti-government and or, you know, divisive with our critical reporting when we're obviously just doing our jobs. He's gotten away with claiming that he finished at Oxford, but he never says he graduated there. But a lot of graphics of his resume still do include the institution's name under the, you know, the education section. But Oxford itself has said that Marcos, according to their own records, did not complete his degree for philosophy and economics. The situation as I see it is the declining influence of mainstream media coupled with the increasing power of social media. How do we defend the truth? How do we defend democracy when it's unclear if people understand what that is? This may be the last, you know, democratic elections we'll ever have. And that thought scares me, not just as a journalist, but as a young Filipino.